Well, it's time now to chat with colleagues and friends. That's what it said in the intro of the group chat. Yes, this is group chat. On the John Landecker program, joined as usual in the group chat by, we've got Jack, we've got Ashley, and who knows what else happens between now and the end of this program. And if you don't know what the group chat is, it's pretty much, wouldn't you say whatever, so to speak?
Whatever.
Whatever. I mean, we got no outline, got no plans.
Who knows where it'll bring us?
Don't know where we're going. Yeah. So listen.
That's the new theme song.
I think we might have made a tiny error. There was a very animated conversation in the offices a while ago about some really cool topics, which would have been,
group chat worthy.
Oh yeah, but now the fizz is off the pop can.
I know.
But we may return to them later, just to see if they quote unquote still have legs, if it were. And there'll be some other quote unquote regular features this evening. The Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat. Wait till you hear what the motivation for the music is tonight. It is one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard. Yes, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
I'm excited.
Oh, good. And also the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast. The newscast, nothing bad ever happens. Right after 9:30. So. Here's the deal. We have a giveaway that has to happen tonight. And I'm going to try to accomplish it right now.
All right.
Okay, because it's for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
It is.
Yes. So tomorrow night at 6:30, the Schaumburg Boomers take on Quebec in the Frontier League Championship. This is baseball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The game is at the Wintrust Field in Schaumburg. We have a four-pack of tickets. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. This game is a 3 out of 5 game series. The series is tied 1-1. The Boomers are looking to make league history by grabbing their 5th championship. Now, here's the deal. 312-981-7200. That's a telephone number, but only if you can go. That's the conundrum here.
Have you ever been to a Schaumburg Boomers game?
I have not been.
Oh my gosh, they're fun.
And I'm a boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was telling you in the office, I'm pretty sure you said on air one time during a group chat that the Boomers logo should be a boomer.
Indeed, I did.
Do you remember that? You say no. Are you just taking credit now?
No, I don't.
I'm telling you, I swear you said it.
But a boomer is anybody that's in the baby boomer generation.
Yeah.
Well, who would you pick?
To be the logo?
Yes. I mean, if you're going to have a boomer as a logo.
You got to pick a generic looking individual. You can't make a human being the actual mascot. I mean, you could. Nothing's stopping you.
Of course not.
But I swear you said that. But no, okay. Seriously, the games are fun. I highly recommend it.
Well, we've got callers coming in, so apparently some people getting ready want to go out there and boom around.
Boom around.
Yeah,
boomerang.
Jack's on the phone getting the information from the folks that are calling in, and he'll let me know during the commercial break whether or not we have a winner. It's a group chat. I'm here with Ashley and Jack, although Ashley's not back yet from a visit to the restroom, so I guess she's still resting. But she'll be back momentarily, certainly hope so. While we were away, I think it's Desi Hanford of Bartlett got those tickets for the Boomers. So thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And that's tomorrow. So, hey, have a great, what a great thing to add to your Friday schedule all of a sudden. Hey, guys, I got 4 tickets. Let's go, go, go. Here she comes. Yeah, it's coming around the bend. Yeah, so that takes care of that. Good. I'm glad we were able to get those tickets to people who want them. It's WGN 720 with John Landecker. And, okay, I guess I'll open myself up to total transparency and mockery, possibly.
I'm out of breath because I ran in here and I'm still trying.
You don't have to run. It's okay. We're here till 10.
I don't want to miss out.
I told you. Well, okay. I missed a show Tuesday night, right? What is today? Thursday? I was here last night. This has got to be Tuesday, right?
Oh, my Monday gosh. You're telling the people at home what you did?
No, Monday. Yeah. Monday was the internet problem. I was on. I was off. I was on. I was off. I was on. I was off. Then Tuesday, I'm going to come in.
You were dedicated.
How so?
Well, like, you were, like, on the phone. You're like, I'm coming in.
Oh, no, no.
I don't care if my internet's fixed. I'm blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. So, you, obviously, I would need to drive. To drive, I would need my driver's license. To have my driver's license, I have to have my wallet, which I could not find. And I mean, you have no idea the level of frustration. I don't know if anyone else has ever had this happen to them, whether it's, I mean, it wouldn't matter that much, except you can't drive without your driver's license, right? So I got insane.
Your text was so funny. I have it right here. He's like, what? I've reached the bottom of the barrel. I can't find my wallet. If you don't hear from me before 4, I can't come in. And I said, hang in there. And then we didn't hear from you at all.
Right.
And we called you. And when you answered the phone, you were like, hello. You were so dejected.
Yes, I was.
You're like, ah.
I had gone, okay, I went to, you know, I'm guessing that people have a, do you have a normal place you put your wallet when you come home? Or is
it just stays in my purse?
I do,
it's different.
Yeah.
For you guys, it's different. I feel like you guys have it in your back pocket or something, and then you toss it somewhere.
Yeah, put it down somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, it's just in my purse. So as long as I have my purse, I have my wallet.
So maybe that's what I need. At any rate,
a man purse.
Get the Lulu belt bag.
Oh yeah.
That's wait a minute.
The cross strap.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's the Lulu? Not Lulu belt. Lulu, what is it? The little thing that looks like a gnome. The Lulubu?
Oh, yeah. Lulubu. I'm going to look it up.
Those things are weird. I saw a thing.
Labubus.
Yes, the Labubus. They are a little out there. But
I think
anyway.
These are the new Furbies.
Oh, indeed.
Which are, they're not as cool as Furbies.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, every generation has its own ridiculous thing, so to speak. Sorry if you're a big Labubu fan. Anyway.
They're huge.
You mean as far as popularity?
Popularity,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not the size. They're tiny.
So,
back on track.
217.
Oh.
John, don't forget to tell us why you were gone earlier this week. I am doing that right now. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody else has ever done this. So I'm going around the house. We went around the house literally, I don't know how many times. Each time I go around, I'm more frustrated than the time before. I'm looking. There's not a place I didn't look, and I can't find it. And I look in the car. I look everywhere I'm supposed to look. I'm starting to sweat.
You probably looked in places that you know, like the refrigerator.
I did.
Like, you're looking in those weird places. You're like, there's no way it's here.
Why would I put my wallet in the freezer? But, you know, who knows?
You never know.
In a moment
you go
of
in your break, attic. You're like, come on, I wasn't even up here today.
And which is even more strange since I don't even have an attic. But anyway, so this goes on all day. And I'm hyperventilating and I'm sweating. And I finally say to myself, look, let's just rehydrate here, have a glass of water, and like chill out for maybe a half an hour. And I did. And then I got up and I had sort of said to myself, I'm not doing this again. But then I had lied to myself. So I said, okay, one more time.
You're not a quitter.
I tell you what, this is the most. I opened this drawer that I swear I had looked in at least 4 or 5 times earlier that day, and right there is the stinking wallet. And I'm like, I'm losing my mind. But I wonder if anybody else had ever had that experience where you're so focused in on trying to find something, you can't see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And then
you look right past it.
And once you like calm down and, you know, okay. Oh, there it is.
Well, that's why it always happens when, like, you ask your spouse. You even said the person that's really good at finding things
Nika,
isn't here.
My wife.
Yeah, your wife. There. You're like, you know who's really good at finding things? Yeah. We're like, who?
My wife,
and she's not here.
Yeah, I know. She wasn't there, so I thought I'd call her, and her phone rang in the other room, and I'm like, I'm screwed.
Well, that's probably why they find it so fast, and then they look at you like you're an idiot. Because they're not stressed about it, and they walk into the one place that they were like, you probably put it here. They open it, and they're like, here it is.
Yeah, I know.
And then they toss it, and you're just sitting there like, I swear I looked
there. But there must be some sort of psychological...
Oh, yeah.
Blindness, for lack of a better term, because you're so focused in, at least for me, so focused in on this one particular item that you can't see it, even though it's right there. I mean, it wasn't like right there in the middle of the drawer. It was off to the side underneath some stuff. But I saw the corner of it, and now it's too late. Now it's just too late. You know, the day before, I had a guy come in. He fixed up the internet. That's all ready to go. I'm ready to come in the radio station. Now I can't find him. My wallet? What an excuse. Hi. Listen, I won't be able to make it in. Uh-huh. What's that? I can't find my wallet. So.
You know, one time I did that, and I was trying to go to Pierogi Fest, mm-hmm. which is a very random location to be heading to, and I was going to see Smash Mouth specifically.
Yes.
And I couldn't find my keys, and they were literally in the fridge.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
So, like, they actually were in a location.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hold on.
How did your keys...
That's what I don't know.
Okay.
I must have been, like, swapping something in and out, and I just, like, set it down and just kept on moving. Never found it. Never went to the Pierogi Fest. Never saw Smash Mouth. And I literally put them in the fridge.
But why?
Wait a minute. You couldn't find them in time to make it to the concert?
No, because I never thought to look in the fridge. That's what I'm saying. You got to look in places that you don't think you would actually find them.
Too bad you weren't going to Coldplay. Get it?
Oh,
now, do you have it? So, where in the fridge, just out of curiosity?
It was the top shelf by the milk. You know. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing.
But you did. The eye level, the shelf that it's eye level.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe
oh,
you had
literally,
well,
yeah.
close to it.
Maybe you had it in your hand. You wanted to get some milk. You lift up there. You idly let it sit next to the milk. Take the milk out.
I don't know what I did.
Turn away, close the refrigerator door, and there you are.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did it take you to find it?
I gave up. I didn't go to the concert. And then I went to go get food, and I opened the fridge, and there they were. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Uh-huh. Okay. Text. 217, I believe sometimes, quote-unquote, helpers bring things to us when our backs are turned, when we can't find something. Happened to me today. See? I don't know about helpers. I think it's some sort of psychological... I don't want to say the wrong words.
I tried to Google what you're trying to say to see what the word is.
And there is no explanation.
Well, I mean, the only thing that's popping up, and what I typed in Google was blindness on finding something.
Yes.
Which is probably not the right way to phrase it. And it says
I know.
Inintentional blindness.
Inintentional?
Inintentional.
Got it. Inintentional.
Not unintentional.
Yeah,
no,
inintentional.
Inintentional, which means I don't want to see it?
I don't think I'm Googling it right.
Well,
key to using Google is to use it correctly. You have to phrase it correctly.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
If you ask
Works
it a question,
that
then yeah. You got to ask it the right question to get the right answer.
Yeah. Most often, not even, and that just does not confine to Google either. I find most often if you want to find an answer, you need to ask the right question.
I'm going to keep Googling in the break. We're going to see if we can figure this out.
It's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the WGN newsroom. It's a group chat night. That means no planning, but a lot of talking. And that also means that Jack and Ashley are here. And I had done a dissertation on how I couldn't find my wallet, looking all day everywhere. And then finally, at the end of the day, I went back to a place I had already looked, and there it was. Now, 773. Hi, John. My grandmother used to say when you can't find something, oh, it just moved. It's because a lot of texts. It's because the devil is sitting on it. Huh? How about that? I like that. Wanting you to get angry because once you get angry, you are his. Huh. Interesting. I can see how that could be. You say it three times. It calms you down. Oh, wait. I've heard this. You say, St. Anthony, something lost. It can't be found. You say it three times. It calms you down. And then you're calmed down. And then when you look around, you're able to find it. Thank you, Fran. Okay, so what happened to John Hansen, who sent you something?
Yeah, John Hansen shot me a text, and he said, I freaked out once that he couldn't find his car keys, and then he realized that he was driving, and they were in the ignition.
Now, wait. The car was moving?
The car was moving.
Well, I mean, logic.
That's a new one.
Logically, I mean, logically, you would have to have known where the car keys are because you are driving in your car.
Well, here's an example. Like, I've been talking on the phone before looking for my phone, but I'm on the phone, like, talking to my mom or something.
Yeah.
So I bet that's what he was doing. He was probably driving somewhere, and it's like, I need my keys to get in the house. And he's like, wait, where are my keys? As he's driving.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I'm up to John. I've been there.
216, this is why I've got AirTag in my wallet on both sets of keys, umbrella, and even in the car. Yeah, I know. Probably should do that.
AirTags are scary, though.
How so?
Because anyone can track you.
Really?
Well, not. I mean, I'm speaking broadly, but I've been in an experience. I've been in a situation where, like, somebody puts an AirTag in your bag, like when you're going somewhere, and it'll be like your phone will notify you and say, "This AirTag's been following you from this point to this point. Is this yours?" And I've had that happen to me, and then I found out later it was somebody's, like, AirPods or something, but.
That's a little strange.
Right? So people can slide AirTags into just about anything, but your phone does notify you. Mm. It says, this AirTag's been following you. Do you know why this is here?
Thanks for the warning.
They're helpful to use, but people can use them for scary things.
Yeah,
be careful.
I've had them in my possession and did not use them.
Well, that doesn't help.
You know,
if you don't use them, they're not going to work.
No, of course. Well, yeah, I realize that. 708, I once couldn't find my neighbor's keys to their house, even though I was positive that I had put them. Come on, text, move for me. That I had put it onto my purse. I was supposed to feed the cat. They had to call a locksmith. Cost $50. Later that night, I looked one more time in her purse, and there they were at the bottom.
Wait, so we did the Googling of what the term is.
Oh, yes.
So it is an intentional blindness. So it says when you can't find something you're looking for, so you can't find something you're looking for because of inattentional blindness, where your brain filters out the expected or unimportant information, including the object itself, while scanning a busy environment. So that is the actual terminology for
it. So your brain literally removes it from what you're looking at, even though it's there.
Your selective attention focuses on other things. Your brain tries to be efficient, or you might be focused on the absence of the object rather than its presence. So taking a break, changing your perspective, or asking somebody else to look can change it.
That's what I did. I took a break.
Yeah, and then boom, found it.
There I was, but too late to come to work. But I made sure that... after that, I was doubly sure of where I'm putting that wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a lesson learned. Put it somewhere where you know, if it's not in your, you're not carrying it on your body, put it somewhere where it lives. The wallet lives here. It's always going to be there. It's never going anywhere. It's going to stay there. It's going to sleep there. And then when you need it, you'll find it. So what was that called again?
Inattentional blindness.
So have never heard of that.
Right?
Did you ever hear of suit blindness?
Oh, boy.
Good segue.
That's like
a good
segue. You like that one?
Huh? Oh, boy.
That was a great segue.
That was really good.
I mean, I got to say.
It's almost like you planned that from the beginning.
No,
from
I didn't.
Get go.
No, I did not. well, we don't have time to really get into everything that suit blindness is. Now we got, but we will. We got Bill Snyder, longtime WGN-TV weather producer, standing by. So suit blindness, as I understand from earlier today, is when Ashley, with a possible date with a gentleman, and they're wearing a suit, it's like...
They look good.
Boy, howdy.
Do they look good. Which, so that's suit blindness.
I didn't come up with that term.
Who did?
It's one of my friends.
That's great.
That is good.
Yeah.
Blinded by the suit.
Blinded by the suit. That's actually true. They should coin that phrase because that's real.
Yeah, I
speak
you.
For many, probably men and women, that suit blindness is a thing. Same with you guys. Dress blindness. Probably you see a well-dressed...
No.
Not a well-dressed woman?
I've never associated any kind of attire with
really
blindness, quote unquote. No. I mean, I've gone the other way. Okay. More on this coming up, and that's after this on 720 WGN. Are we picking up from where we left off? Because that was a while ago. Or are we... Where are we going now? Are we going to women in... Oh, wait. No, it was... hold it. I know what it was. It was suit blindness, right?
Yeah.
Which is a term that you brought up today to Jack and myself.
I did not come up with it, though.
No, but you suffer from it.
Yeah.
I don't know if suffer's the right word.
If that's what I'm going to suffer from, I'll take it.
Hey now. But so if you see a gentleman, Natalie attired in a suit, that's like a moment.
It has to be a fitted suit, though. You can't be sloppily dressed.
Right, no, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? It's got to be... fit and tailor.
We have a tie on?
Sometimes no. Imagine. Come on now. No tie, open shirt, boom.
What?
Even better. That's like a
buttons.
George. Oh, yeah. So like a George Clooney look right there.
Chains? No.
Chains? What do you mean? Oh, like connect, like a...
Around here? Say no.
Like around the neck?
Well, no. You know how guys have chains sometimes,
don't
they?
What are you talking? What are you...
Am I...
Like a necklace?
A gold chain?
Yeah.
Like a necklace. Oh, I mean, I don't really notice that. I'm just looking at the suit.
That's... Okay.
Nice little thin chain. That's how I roll.
I'm thinking like a Flava Flav watch.
No. Yeah, right.
Clock.
So, best?
It depends. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I know I'm not alone. I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
This is unbelievably traditional. I mean, it's the last thing I expected to hear.
My gosh.
Well,
there's something about a nicely dressed individual in general. You know what I mean?
Well, certainly.
Got to do the double take.
You're going all the way. Not all the way. You're taking it to a different level.
I see the suit and I go, yep.
There's a suit.
Here's my number.
Yeah.
Hey, now. Well, we were talking about this when you were talking to Bill.
So
on the air.
There's a guy that I saw a picture of that you exchanged something with. I don't know what.
Glances. As I was walking to the Apple Store,
and he had a suit on.
Did he ever?
See, and you had some sort of communication. No, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I knew of this person before we ran into each other out on the street.
But he's too old.
We don't know that.
Wait a minute, who's the 48-year-old guy?
We don't know. I don't know what his actual age is.
Well, then where'd you come up with that earlier?
Hey, dug some Facebook. I know he's in his 40s. I did some Facebook digging.
All right.
But I don't know the exact age.
Oh, well.
He's in his 40s, though. I mean, I found a birthday post of some sort. Did some math. I was like, okay, subtract
top
this.
Top investigator here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about a very important topic.
True. Got
to find out if there's a wife involved.
Oh.
There is not.
Okay.
As far as I know. You gotta do the investigation.
Did he have a ring on?
I don't know. I didn't get that close.
Okay.
I saw the suit, and that's all I saw.
You had suit blindness.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
There you go. Suit blindness. We'll be back on 720 WGN. John Landecker and Ashley's here and Jack, and it's group chat, which means we're a group of people and we're chatting about anything. And what we were talking about right before we went away was Were we still talking about soup blindness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For you.
For me.
For you. A sharp-dressed man, so to speak. Somebody asked me to play ZZ Top, sharp-dressed man. Mm. That would be, you would feel.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's looking good to me, man.
Well, I was telling you that there's studies that show that for men, when a woman wears red, mm-hmm. it elicits some sort of emotion, and without even knowing it, a man is more attracted to that woman. You're saying no to you.
Not me.
I'm not a big red guy.
Not a big red person at all. I mean, I'm already settled and very happy, but not a big red person. No.
Well,
go ahead.
What was the article that I handed you? What does it say?
The red dress effect.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a thing. So I'm shocked that you two both, you might not even know that.
Well,
you...
now here's a very interesting parallel. Adam Pazda, a psychologist at the University of Rochester in New York, and author of the new study, says, when many primate females, from chimpanzees to types of baboons called mandrills, become fertile, their estrogen level peaks, opening up their blood vessels and turning their faces bright red. This flush complexion seems to give males the signal that it's time to make their move.
Oh.
The same could be true for humans. In a previous study, scientists showed that men seemed to be more attracted to women clothed in red, rather in a blah color such as white. Now, wait a minute. That's not true. I mean, he says that's regardless of the cut. It doesn't have to be a red dress or a sexy outfit. It can be a red t-shirt. Now, speak for yourself, dude. I mean, come on.
I feel like we should send me out into the world. I'll wear two different colors and see who hits on me more. I'll wear like gray and then a red.
Go around in red. Red?
I don't know.
No.
Science.
No.
There is science behind that. You guys are just your rare cases here, and that's okay.
It's not
a... There's so many people in this world.
Yes, indeed.
So not everybody is the same.
And keep looking, because I'm told there's someone for everybody. Uh, 822 here at 720 WGN. Jack, before we were done, I was going to ask you, Monday night is the Blackhawks Live.
Yep.
Right?
First
so
one.
We're stepping into the Blackhawks zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only on 2 hours Monday night, and then what happens? Do you know?
I think Tuesday we got the first preseason game. So mm-hmm. I think you got an hour, mm-hmm. 9 to 10.
Yeah.
And then I think you're full the next 2 days.
Okay.
So not hitting you hard yet, but Ashley and I went through the schedule through November, and it's coming.
Oh, I know.
Storms are brewing.
Come on. I've been here like 5 years. I know what's coming. This is when I turn into the radio Zamboni or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. 615. I won't go anywhere near a woman who wears red, and my gal is a redhead. David from Nashville. Ooh. 906 records, a woman in white pants. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jack literally said that to me when I was out in the hallway. Which, you know what? I get that. I've seen that.
Okay.
It's a good look.
I'm going to get back to a question I asked you off the air. What's with the breasts? What is...
Jack is on the floor.
I don't mean this in any kind of innuendo way at all. I'm talking about...
Jack is on the floor.
No, I'm not trying to be anything.
No,
except
I know.
I'm legitimately interested in this cleavage. what's the word?
Exposure?
Tsunami. This cleavage tsunami that we're in with not it's not every. I mean, you see, let's say a gala.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or a formal event.
Right. Or
weddings.
Or actors, actresses coming on talk shows, as long as they're on, you know, movie premieres, and I mean, man.
Yeah, no, modesty is not a thing anymore.
When did this become, I'm like,
You don't know where to look.
Well, I know where to look. It's just I can't believe that they're putting it out there to look at.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand.
My eyes are up here.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I don't really understand it. I think it's more maybe women feel that they, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, I depending on my location, I feel more comfortable that they're more exposed, I guess.
What?
I don't know. But I will say this, like, I am considered modest compared to some of the people that I see out and about. Like, I've seen women that are in full, like, shoestring attire where it's just literally string. I'm like, that's a lot of trust. Yes,
that is a lot of trust.
Okay, so
well, here's one thing that you most definitely do know when you see a woman who is literally wearing just string. She's not going to be running anywhere.
Okay, thank you for that.
And we're calling the police on David. Jeesh.
What? Come on.
Running. Call the police.
She's not going to be, she will not be
see
running.
See that woman over there? She's
anywhere.
Not running anywhere.
Nope,
no, she's at a movie premiere. She's not running anywhere.
I wonder if it's because, I don't know, back in the day, people still objectify women, obviously.
Oh,
it's
my
still a
God,
thing.
Yes, absolutely.
But back in the day, it was probably more prevalent. So
no,
nowadays, you don't
no,
think
was
so?
No, not.
What do you
That's
mean,
what I'm saying.
What do you mean less prevalent now? No, it's not.
Because
it's,
women it's, are more vocal in
no,
the Me Too movement
it's
and all
increased.
That.
There may be more women speaking out when their privacy or their private space is violated, and that's as it should be.
Right.
But when it comes to places where men can, or women for that matter, can look at other women who may be gifted in a certain part of their anatomy, trust me, there are more publications now than there probably were even thought of back in the day.
Well, those publications are different. Those women, that's what they get paid to do.
Now, hold on a second.
What you're saying...
We're careening off into a whole different place that I didn't intend this to go at all.
Oh.
I'm talking about totally normal, legit...
Out and about.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
I mean,
yes.
You know, functions that have nothing to do with anything except being, you know, maybe glamorous or
yes.
whatever, and they're, like, cut to the navel...
Oh,
and,
you mean like the picture with Marilyn Monroe and Sophia Loren?
No, I'm talking about current. Not that. No, I guess I'm not explaining myself.
No, you're talking about if you go out to a bar this weekend, why it's so...
Oh, is that what's out there?
Yeah, oh, and it's really bad.
No kidding.
Or if you go in a formal place, like you're saying, like
yeah.
if you're going to...
It's not bad, good for them, but like it's very little is left to the imagination these days.
Can I suggest...
Seriously.
Can I suggest Jenny from the Block?
J-Lo.
J-Lo from the Block?
Yeah.
And the famous multicolor, primarily green outfit
that.
She wore?
Yeah, she's worn than once.
It's like, huh? What?
Whoa. So let me ask, and then we'll end it. So how do they stay in place? How does the dress stay in place?
There is a lot of, I'm telling you, a lot
tape.
Of trust.
Is there tape?
Yes.
They do. There's boob tape. There's like chicken cutlet things that kind of hold them together.
Wait a minute. The chicken cutlet things.
They're like sticky. Yeah. So you like put them on and you can latch them together so it kind of works as a bra.
How do you know about that?
Why wouldn't
hey,
she?
You got to wear them for dresses because you can't always have your bra. You can't have a bra strap or you have a strapless, backless
yeah. Is that
bra.
What they, but they don't call them chicken cutlets.
No, that's what I call them because
oh,
that's
okay.
just kind of fun. They have like real names. I don't know what they're called.
We cover a lot.
Yeah, and they're like sticky.
I can see how they would work.
And then you got to have your...
Well,
it's true. Being a woman is hard. But I would say I'm on the more modest side. There's a lot of people out there that are a little bit more...
Daring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to read 630, but you can. I'm not putting that on the air. But I'll read 773. John. Red is usually associated with danger or stop. I do not get near women dressed in red. I won't go anywhere near a woman who wears red. Oh, I did that one already, sorry. And I'm not going to read 630.
Then you might be pretty lonely.
Well,
if you don't go anywhere near a woman wearing red, it's like, take a chance.
It's
meet someone new.
I'm not in the demographic of... going to hang out in bars.
You're not on the prowl anymore.
Please. I can hardly get out of bed.
I gave that up a long time ago, too.
On the prowl. I'm married.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
And I'm single, but it's like, it's boring. It's like, I've already done the bar thing.
It's tough out there.
Yeah.
And most of them are children compared to me.
Well, that's true, too.
I'm 28, and most of them are children compared to me.
This is what happens.
Yes, you happen to have been cursed with a level of maturity that you shouldn't have this soon. You are so cynical sometimes.
All right, now I look at the big old clock on the wall. It's the bottom of the hour. Get into the WGN newsroom. We're in a group chat. Ashley's here and Jack's here, and you never know when we're going to hear from people in the station. They're more than welcome.
We're talking about boobs.
I'm leaving that behind. Although, 217, this is 217. If he wanted to go out on the prowl, he wouldn't be able to find his wallet. Thank you. Not happening. Okay, WGN Radio, we got this Northwestern football. You know, they're playing. It's in full swing, and we want to give you a chance to experience it firsthand. Now, this is really pretty cool. Giving away 4 all-inclusive tickets to the sold-out game versus UCLA on September 27th. You'll be seated near the 35-yard line with complimentary food and beverage included. It's all happening on the lakefront at the Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. Want to be a part of the action? Enter now at WGNRadio.com/contests. Again, that's WGNRadio.com/contests for your chance to experience Northwestern football on the lakefront. Sponsored by Northwestern Athletics. Go Cats! It's Thursday, and that means coming up after 9 o'clock, it'll be the Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat. You ask, what is it? Well, it's music, it's fun, it's prizes. Here's what happens. I play 3 songs back to back to back. Then we take the first correct answer of title and artist, the 312-981-7200, and then there's a prize from a pirate, and then we take a break, and then we do it again. And these songs are not picked at random. There has to be some sort of motivation to it. And I was bemoaning the fact last night that I wasn't coming up with anything. And we had some people who were trying to assist me on the text line, you know, they're like, hey, John, fall's next week. How about fall? And I'm going, okay, but maybe not. And then I saw a news story that has not received a lot of coverage. And at first I thought maybe it was Onion or...
Oh, not the Onion from Reddit?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think it's real.
Yeah, that would be from like a Not the Onion type of website.
And it is, new documentary reveals how Elton John turned his kneecaps into jewelry.
What?
Yep.
What?
Right there. That's what I said. What?
Is it real?
As far as I can tell, yeah.
Don't you need your kneecaps, though?
Well, he had his knees replaced.
They take out the whole cap? I guess that makes sense. They're replacing the knee.
He said, I had my kneecaps removed. The left one first and then the right. I asked my surgeon if I could keep the kneecaps, which she was rather startled about. We had to bake them to dry them out. Then they get raw like pumice stone. They're very porous, so we had to paint them with acetate and then just polish them up. Mentioned that these have been made into a necklace chain of bones.
How big is your kneecap? That's got to be a pretty big piece.
Chains are huge.
What it says here, you know.
What other bones are on this chain? Teeth?
A bit like an old artifact from Egypt, he says. No, I'm taking this at face value. It doesn't have the, I don't have the source for it, but I don't need it because that's what the inspiration for the 9 o'clock three-peat is, that story. So let your imagination run wild. So I'm going into consumer, the land of the consumer now, because you gave me this story earlier. So Samsung has confirmed that its refrigerators that are over $1,800, $1,800, will start showing you ads in your house on the refrigerator. What? That's what they're talking about?
Is this going to be one of those things
it'll
where
be
dis- you-
it'll be displayed on your smart fridge when the cover screen is idle on certain themes? Who would pay for this? Samsung is rolling out new software update to its Family Hub refrigerators in the U.S. The update adds promotions and advertisements to the refrigerator's display when it's idle. Samsung has confirmed the pilot program, though some cover screen themes will remain ad-free. And they've confirmed that ads are indeed coming to refrigerators. So you're in your house. Who would buy this?
Well, if I already own the refrigerator, is it just going to, I have to do an update?
No. I think these
are new. You
have
to buy a new refrigerator?
I think these would be new.
You'd have to buy the refrigerator.
Sure, you'd have to have the, whatever it would be needed to, like when you go into the gas station sometimes, and you're going to pump gas, and all of a sudden,
it's like Cheddar TV. Yeah.
I can't see that happening. First of all, I can't see anybody paying for it. And they didn't put any pictures in here. And this is totally legit, I guess. I find it very strange.
Well, I wonder if it'll be listening to you. Like, if you start talking about milk, is it going to give you ads for milk? Or if you start talking about toys?
Oh, man.
Is it listening like an iPhone? You have to connect it to the internet? I got questions.
It's still unclear which exact refrigerators are getting the ad infestation, but Samsung's current Family Hub-equipped lineup in the United States starts at $1,800 and goes all the way up to $3,500. It doesn't seem like users can entirely turn off ads. Disconnecting the fridge from the internet might stop the ads, but you would also inevitably lose out on several smart features you paid for. So, yeah, like you said, it's a smart refrigerator.
What happened to art?
Childhood
art that just hangs on the fridge a post-it note that reminds you to buy something.
That's right. No, we're going to...
That's so much better.
So
I don't want to see ad.
It's so strange. I mean, my God.
And like you said, who's going to buy that?
Probably a lot of people.
Ads for Ozempic, says 914.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, if I had a refrigerator that told me, hey, don't open this, you don't need it, that I would buy. You're just bored. Don't need to eat. Reminds me.
Oh, you
me
mean
to
help you on a diet?
Yeah, that I would buy.
Locks after 10 p.m.?
Yeah. That'd be good. Now that is a million-dollar idea.
630 says kneecaps are small. Thank you. And also 815 says, keep in mind for the Thursday night three-peat, that tomorrow, the 19th, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Thank you. We'll be back on 720 WGN. Thanks for tuning in. 312-981-7200, phone number, the text line. And I'm getting it. People are giving it to me on the text line. 217, a fridge that says, your keys are in here. Okay, thank you. I've been told that today is National Cheeseburger Day, and we're having a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
But not of cheeseburgers.
Well, the best burger tournament.
Best burger tournament.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. So which location has the best burgers?
And we're talking about west, south, north, west, and north. Okay. And we're down to, are we down to four?
We're down to four. I think the polls are, it says here, they will remain open until Monday morning, September 22nd at 6 a.m. So you got to get your votes in.
And this is at WGNRadio.com?
WGNRadio.com/Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Okay.
You'll see it there. It's the first thing on their page.
Now, let's see. Kumas is one of them. K-U-M-A-S. Now, I'm totally at law. I'm not up on this at all, although I would love to be. Because I could use a cheeseburger like right now.
Me too.
Yep, see?
We could judge.
That's right.
Hey, you got until the 22nd for this vote.
Little Bad Wolf. I love it. Where's that? I'd go there just for the name, the Little Bad Wolf. Top Butcher. Smashed. No, hold on a second. I'm in the wrong bracket. Kumas, Smashed, Nick's, and
All Cheval. I've had two of the four.
I don't think I've had any.
You've never been to Kumas? I feel like that's a lot of people have done that one. Or All Cheval over in Wrigley. You're a big Cubs fan. What the heck?
Come on. What's the line?
It's very expensive to get out there.
That's true. There's a small Cheval. I would assume it's very similar to an All Cheval. I could be wrong.
Come on now. Hold on. Oh, Cheval. That's French, I'm guessing.
I think so. You want me to Google?
I want you to Google. There's a line from, a very famous line between, between John Travolta and Jackson. Do you know what they call a something like a McDonald's? The answer is Le Big Mac or something like that. I've destroyed the whole idea. Never mind. A Royale with cheese. That's it.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, that's
they call it a Royale with cheese.
What's that movie?
Pulp Fiction.
You ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Fiction.
I have.
What?
Yeah.
I have not.
You know, that's one thing we got. Are you doing the Jackie movie thing?
Oh, yeah. We kind of got sidetracked this week.
Yeah, but are you going to do it this next week?
Yeah, we can do it this next week.
We got to find a movie, like right now.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you want to do? Got any ideas?
Oh, I don't have any.
How about you? I know you don't want. How about you?
I keep saying Kingpin. I think I've said it since you started this thing. It's such a good movie.
Have you seen
it? No.
All right.
I just love bowling so much that I have to incorporate it everywhere I
Kingpin?
Go.
Kingpin?
It's a bowling movie?
It's a bowling movie.
Well.
With a lot of heart.
Hold on a second.
It's a movie about friendship.
It's bowling is one of the themes that goes through the movie. Is it a movie really about bowling? No. Although there's a lot of bowling. But I can't explain anymore until you see it. Then after you've seen it, we can talk about it. I mean, so if an Amish guy leaves his Amish land to go into the real world, as apparently they're allowed to do, and he starts to bowl. Never mind. I'm not even going to try to get my mind around that. But that's it. Kingpin.
I just watched it this weekend for the first time in a long time, and it's just so good.
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Chicago roots.
You know, we did our lamer version of Jackie Box Office last night with, I did a double feature because of Robert Redford, who did The Natural, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show, have you ever seen that?
Of course.
And what do you think?
Okay, well, here's the thing. You have to see it in the theater. You
That's
can't
what I'm
sit there
about.
And watch
yeah.
it by yourself. It's just a confusing situation.
Yeah, I was...
Were you bored?
A little bit.
Yeah. You have to see it in the theater.
I felt
it's
that,
one of those.
I felt that it was a few strange, boring scenes strung together with some really cool tunes.
The music,
yeah.
phenomenal. The
yeah.
music is a good time.
Yeah.
Soundtrack is great.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. The movie itself, halfway through, you're like, wait, what?
Exactly. Although you might be able to ask that at any point in the movie.
Yeah.
708, here's a three-peat idea. Songs from Robert Redford movies. Example, Memories from The Way We Were. Okay, I'm writing that down. Love the suggestions, Robert Redford. Oh, wasn't Raindrops Keep Falling from My Head? Wasn't that from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Why am I asking you?
Looking directly at Jack.
Look that up. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. See if it's from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Yeah, because there's two right there. Although I'd have to check out.
Yeah, looks like it is.
There we go.
There you are.
Well,
yep, that's it.
All right. Thank you for that 708. Who knows? This time next week, that could be the theme. I'll tell you, when I heard that he had passed away, it really smacked me, boy. I mean, obviously celebrities die, and that's sad, but this, for some reason, this particular incident was with Redford was just like, it just like gobsmacked me, or whatever the term is. It really blew me away. I mean, I got really like almost emotional about it. And I hadn't thought about Robert Redford in a long, long time. But then I went back and started looking at the movies he did, and wow, just an amazing, amazing filmography, if that's the right term. Yeah. All right. Anybody else got anything? Got like about a minute.
I think the word you were looking for was cinematography, or no? Filmography,
cinematography? Oh, no, it was filmography. Cinematography is the picture.
The actual
motion
picture.
I'm talking about his body of work,
Yes.
Although I don't even know if that's...
No, I know what
I might have just made up a word. I'm not sure.
That's what we do here on group chat. We should have a group chat dictionary that we just keep tabs of what we've come up with.
New words?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Right?
Yeah.
We should do that. You said something really funny the very first time we
did. I did?
Yeah, you fumbled a word and I was cracking up.
Oh, well.
I'll find it.
There's nothing new about that. Thursday, 9 o'clock, 3-peat is standing by, but right now it's time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. Kelly and Mark, right? They're married. Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark, and they have that TV show, Live with Kelly and Mark. And they were chatting with Dr. Will Draper for the show's series called Raise the Woof, Woof Woof, on pet ownership, when one of these segments featured dogs relieved itself on the grassy set in a spot between the couple and Draper. Oh, here's a great story. I hope you've been following Auburn Gresham Leo High School and their journey through America's Got Talent. They have reached the finals, and here's how that went. How about that stuff? Pretty cool, huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah. They've been, I don't know how many different levels you go through in American Got Talent, but that story's been running around for a while, because they've obviously progressed every single stage. And
do they just miss school?
Please, come on. Were you just trying to poke the air out of the balloon? Come on now. Please, what are you doing here?
Because it has been a long-running story. How long have they been doing this? It was during the summer it started, right?
Maybe it is a good question. I don't know.
Like, how does this work? Where is the education?
Yes, right. Now, changing streams, literally. Two teenagers who peed into a pot of broth at a hot pot restaurant have been ordered to pay $309,000 to two catering companies in China. The incident happened at the Shanghai branch of China's biggest hotspot chain, sparked widespread criticism after the 17-year-olds posted a video of their drunken act online. There's no suggestion that anyone consumed the contaminated broth, but the restaurant offered to pay thousands of diners who dined at the restaurant in the days following the incident. They offered to compensate more than 4,000 diners who had visited between February 24th, the date of their visit, and March 8th, both with a full refund and a cash compensation that is 10 times the amount they were billed. They also replaced all the hot pot equipment and said they had conducted a cleaning and disinfection work. Well, I would certainly hope so.
Ugh.
The Strong's National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, announced 12 finalists for the running your introduction into this year's Toy Hall of Fame. They are Battleship, something called C-A-T-A-N. What's that? Catan?
That's a board game.
It is, really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Connect Four. Not familiar with that one. Cornhole. Oh, that one I know. Cornhole is... I'm very familiar with cornhole. Furby, Scooter, Slime, Snow, Spirograph, Star Wars Lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, and Trivial Pursuit. I got a little story about Trivial Pursuit, my friends. I worked for a couple of years in Toronto, Canada. And Trivial Pursuit was invented by two guys in Toronto, Canada, before it ever came to the United States or anywhere else. And I had a regular feature every morning called Trivial Pursuit, the radio game, where people would compete for typical game show prizes like refrigerators, stoves, had a production, the whole deal. All the questions were taken from Trivial Pursuit. It was a madhouse up there at that time. I mean, the game was so hot. If you were on a TTC bus, there were stories like this, and you had a Trivial Pursuit game in your lap, somebody would offer to buy it from you for who knows how much. There were tournaments. There was just, it was wild. And now, of course, it's gone crazy. I mean, I don't even, there's so many different types of Trivial Pursuit, I don't even know. but that's the way it started. The Hall of Fame announces 12 finalists. Open voting to the public, a panel of judges who will choose which few will be honored in November. The public has a week until September 24th to vote for their favorites. The three top getters will make up the player's choice ballot to be counted alongside 22 other ballots from a panel of historians, educators, and other experts. The winners will be announced in November. My Little Pony, Transformers action figures, and Phase 10 card game were honored, bringing to 87 the number of toys inducted since the Hall of Fame was established in 1998. Okay.
That's a solid list.
It is.
Every single one you mentioned.
Trivia Pursuit debuted more than 40 years ago. Challenging mix of trivia questions, geography, history, sports. Wait a minute. Geography, history, sports, and leisure. Oh, I can't remember him. More than 100 million copies were sold by 2023. Uh-huh. The second half of the Sunshine, Lollipop, and Rainbow newscast comes up next on 720 WGN. The second half of the Sunshine, Lollipop, and Rainbow newscast. Nothing bad ever happens. John Landecker, your host, a daredevil kite surfer, breaks a Guinness World Record flying 1,500 feet in the air above an iconic landmark. This is in Britain. Spectacular Isle of Wight coastline after being towed up by a paramotor and then cut loose. 40-year-old Carpenter broke the record for the highest kite surf tow up by reaching 1,587 feet, which almost doubled the previous record set at 908.7 feet. And, he said, the sense of freedom was incredible, and I'm buzzing that we got the record on the first attempt. The feat was verified using drones, body cams, altimeter readings, GPS-enabled smartphones, recording altitude and flight path. Speaking of Guinness, is celebrating its 70th anniversary by giving regular folks a way to get into the list of their famous accomplishments, offering some unclaimed potential titles and creating an online quiz to help readers match personality types to possible records. For instance, do you stay calm and pace yourself, or are you all about getting it done quickly? Answers to five questions like that online lead to world record options to attempt, like most eggs stacked in 1 minute or farthest distance bottle flip. There's also a list of, you can believe this, 70 unclaimed titles. The fastest time to make a burrito. The longest marathon playing air guitar. The most anchovies eaten in a minute. First published in 1955. That's all right. I'm not going to go into the whole history of the Guinness book. We did that once.
Yeah, we did.
We did. It was very cool.
Matter I remember of fact. That.
Yeah.
Look at us. Well, look at you.
No. It's us. Chimpanzees may consume the equivalent of about one alcoholic drink per day due to the ethanol contained within the fruit they eat, according to a new study. And this is for real. After observing two groups of chimpanzee, one in Ivory Coast and one in Uganda, and sampling the fruit they ate, the team of researchers estimated the animals consumed approximately 0.5 ounces of ethanol a day. That amount is equivalent to about 1.4 alcoholic drinks, or once adjusted for the smaller weight of the chimpanzee, it's the equivalent of a human consuming 2.6 alcoholic drinks a day.
Sheesh.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No wonder they're swinging from trees.
Right.
Holy man. Watch me now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So they're like continually buzzed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what else are they going to eat?
Bugs.
Not after they have one of these.
No.
It doesn't say here if the fruit is, you know, spoiled or whatever. What happens to fruit, it turns to, can be, I can't remember the word I'm looking for, fermented. Thank you. Yes, this is a fermented fruit, not just some casual fruit lying on the ground. This fruit has to have been fermented. I mean, it's old.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Right.
So it's not
the
like,
bacteria yeah, and all that. Like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's yeah, not yeah. like the chimpanzees are running around just like picking up any old strange kumquat.
Yeah.
And going, hey.
Getting hammered.
I'm getting hammered on this one. New Jersey highway shut down after M&M's, the candy, a truck carrying them spilled peanut M&M's covering the highway, melts on the street, not in your hands. Officials say they got a call about two tractor-trailer collisions in Warren County's Knowlton Township around 10 p.m. According to the investigation, a westbound tractor-trailer carrying a full load of M&M's rear-ended a parked tractor-trailer near the 2.4-mile marker, tearing open both boxes and spilling the cargo everywhere. And these were like large M&Ms, so they were in these larger containers, and they were all unedible and had to be thrown out.
Not even the 10-second rule?
I don't believe so.
The tire mark on it?
Yeah, well, you know, just...
Okay, here's a story about people who have some strange pets. Now, I'm going to need some assistance in names here. Tycho, T-Y-C-H-O, first name. Last name, B-R-A-H-E.
Brahe?
I believe this is a Danish astronomer. Well, I know he is. Often considered the greatest observational astronomer of the pre-telescopic era, lived a rather colorful life. He lost his nose in a duel over a mathematical formula.
Okay, that's going a little far to prove you're right.
Wait a minute.
Gets worse?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
He was the keeper of a clairvoyant dwarf named Jep, and he had a pet elk that attended feasts and banquets with him. Unfortunately, at one such feast, the elk drank too much beer and took a fatal fall down the stairs. Come on. It's a fatal ball.
Watch that last step. It's a doozy.
While filming in the 1959 adventure romance Green Mansions, actress Audrey Hepburn had to work alongside a baby deer called Pippin. Hepburn was encouraged to care for the fawn for the sake of the movie, but the two soon formed a strong bond. She fed the deer from a baby bottle, shared a bed with it, and even took it shopping and to parties.
Okay. That's not going too far, nah.
After filming, Hepburn was devastated when she and the deer had to separate. Her husband later tracked down the deer, and Hepburn took it as her pet. How about that? Isn't that a nice story? Yes, it is.
You want to know something cool?
I sure do.
So, you know, you've heard of my mother. We've spoken about her.
Your mother actually texted earlier this evening, and, oh, listen to this, 330, Ashley has a very sexy and great radio personality.
There you go.
Right there.
Hey, now. Right. Look at
star
that.
Of the show.
And there we
boom,
go.
Boom, ooh, boom. Ooh.
Happens every time. You can count on it like clockwork. So tell me, what about your mother?
So my mother is a crazy lady, and I say that with all the love in the world.
Yes.
But we grew up, she bred old world chameleons in our house.
What is an old world chameleon?
It's a
different from a current chameleon?
You know what? I don't know. That's what we just said. Chameleon. I wonder what the difference
is. Come, old world chameleon.
We had wall to wall in my house cages, and there were hundreds of chameleons. And we bred them, and then we went to these animal trade shows, and we would sell them. That's what she
wow. Ashley, you have the most interesting family. I thought that your mother being in videos hawking cars was kind of cool.
Now this
takes it to a whole new level.
But that wasn't the only thing she did. I mean, that was one of them. We have a Moluccan cockatoo still at our house.
Now, wait a minute. If you had all these cages in there, obviously these animals have to...
Oh, yeah.
Who did most of the cleaning of the cages?
She definitely did, but as children, my brother and I had some tasks we had to complete.
Wow.
So,
each group chat reveals new
something
and
more and more.
Unbelievable information. Well, that is going to wrap it up.
We're start looking at Ashley in a whole new light, okay?
Let's get a guy with a suit in here.
Please.
What am I saying? That wraps up the program for this evening. Return Monday night at 8 p.m. over most of the same station. Raleigh James is ready to go next. Good night and good luck.